Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, with each day of the trial of Polk County versus Lum Edwards for misuse of public funds, Lum's chances for an acquittal seem to grow dimmer and dimmer. Yesterday, the testimony of Finus Peabody and Cedric Weehunt materially strengthened the prosecution's case, in spite of Squire Skimp's efforts to discredit the witnesses. As we look in on the fourth day of the trial, we find our friends in the courtroom. Abner is talking to Lum. Listen.
Well, what's holding things up, Lum? What's all the fuss for, anyway?
I don't know. Here comes Squire. He ought to know. More than likely some technicalities come up.
Oh, my.
We'll find out. What's the delay for, Squire?
Why, the prosecution is just having a little difficulty in getting one of their witnesses here, Lum. Seems that the bank teller they were planning to put on this morning is homesick in bed.
Well, can't they just get a deposition from him?
Well, not very well in this case, Lum. You see, what they want him for is to identify that check that you wrote for the form. And he couldn't very well do that by deposition.
What's a deposition?
Oh, that's when a feller can't be at a trial, so he sends in his testimony in writing. Ain't that right, Squire?
Well, yes, that's right, Lum.
Of course, he has to swear to it and all that.
Yes.
Well, Squire, what are they going to do about the bank feller, then?
Well, if he's not able to be here by the time the prosecution has offered all his other witnesses, why, then we'll go ahead with our defense. And then they can put the bank teller on when we're through.
Well, if you don't, Squire, we're practicing right now.
Now, Lum, I don't think you ought to feel that way. That kind of an attitude is not going to help you win this case.
Well, I don't think anything would help me win now.
Now, Lum, I wish you wouldn't talk like that.
Well, I just can't help it, Squire.
Oh, say, excuse me, Mind. I see Pop over there wandering around looking for that drinking water contraption. He never can find it.
Yeah, all right, Abner. No, sir, Squire, I just sort of lost all hope. Not after hearing that batch of witnesses up there testifying against me.
Well, now, Lum, I wouldn't say that they were deliberately testifying against you.
Well, they sure wasn't helping me none, I know that.
Well, I don't know what group of witnesses would have been any more sympathetic towards you than those have been, Lum. Most of them have been your own friends, good, loyal friends. Abner, Grandpappy Spears, Cedric, Luther, Phillips.
Yeah, I know, they're all my friends, but sometimes it sure don't sound like it.
Well, now, Lum, all they've done is try to answer the district attorney's questions truthfully. They can't get up there and perjure themselves. As a matter of fact, most of them have sneaked in a few highly favorable remarks about you, too.
Yeah, but they said some mighty damaging things about me, too.
Well, they just got a little confused and excited, Lum. You know how a person is when he gets on the witness stand.
Well, I don't understand that at all. Ain't no reason for it. No sense in getting confused and mixed up.
Well, that district's a good man, Lum. Knows pretty well how to mix them up.
Well, there ain't no reason for that, neither. And if I'd have been up there, he wouldn't have mixed me up. I'd have made a monkey out of him.
Yeah, he's clever, Lum.
I'd have had him to where he'd have wished he never even asked me a single question.
Yeah, just a minute, Lum. I believe we're ready to go again now.
I'd have showed him a couple of tricks or two.
All right, let us resume. Order. The prosecution will present Mr. Terry of Union Bank as a witness at a later date, according to the agreement of both parties. Call your next witness, counsel.
Yes, Your Honor. We would like to call Mr. Lum Edwards.
Huh?
Wait a minute, Lum. You don't have to testify. I can't make you testify against yourself.
I know they can't, but I agreed to do it.
Mr. Edwards? Mr. Lum Edwards?
Lum, we decided against that.
I know, but I changed my mind.
No,
Mr. Edwards?
You don't want nobody to think I was feared to testify. Besides, I can see the only way I'll ever get any place is to get up there on the stand myself.
Mr. Edwards, you've been called to the witness stand.
I know it. I'm coming. I'm the only witness I can depend on, Squire.
Well, good luck.
Will the witness please hurry?
Yes, sir, Your Honor.
I hope this works out all right.
You'll raise your right hand.
I know all of that, mister.
You solemnly swear that the testimony which you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
You'll be seated and state your name.
Lum Edwards, Justice of the Peace of Cloverleaf Township, Polk County, State of Arkansas.
Mr. Edwards, you have already identified yourself as a Justice of the Peace of Cloverleaf Township. Do you hold that office at the present time?
Yes, sir.
And have you held that office for the past 3 months?
Oh, way yonder longer than that. Let's see, I was elected back in 19...
That'll do, sir. That'll do. You've answered the question sufficiently. Mr. Edwards, you heard the testimony given by Mr. B.J. Webster in which he described he was arrested on a warrant signed by you, how he was brought to trial in your court and was fined $500 as the result of a violation of an antiquated traffic ordinance. You heard all that, did not?
Yes, sir.
Would you say that the facts stated by Mr. Webster were substantially correct?
Well...
I object to that, Your Honor. That's an unfair question. Parts of Mr. Webster's testimony might have been true and others not. I don't think my client should be required to answer that question as it was...
Your Honor...
It's misleading and designed to induce the witness to incriminate himself.
That's ridiculous. Oh. Your Honor, I see no reason why the witness should not be required to answer that question. And furthermore... The witness is entitled to answer it any way he sees fit.
Objection overruled. However, counsel might rephrase his question in order to permit a more direct answer.
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Edwards, did you find any fact in the testimony of Mr. Webster to be untrue?
Well, no, I never. But you see, the reason I done
That's
all...
That's enough. Now, Mr.
Your Honor, I object. My client is not being permitted to give full answers.
But, Your Honor, the witness gave all the answer that was required.
Objection overruled.
Mr. Edwards, what exactly was the traffic ordinance which you found Mr. Webster guilty of breaking?
Well, I don't recollect the exact wording of it. Yes?
Well, we have a copy of the traffic ordinances of Pine Ridge right here. I wonder if you would be kind enough to read it for the members of the jury. Mr. Clerk, will you hand Mr. Edwards that statute book, please? Yes, that's the one.
Here you are, sir.
The place is marked, Mr. Edwards. Now... Is that the ordinance which Mr. Webster was charged with violating?
Yeah, this is it.
What year was that passed?
1905.
All right. Will you please read it?
I object, Your Honor. This case we're trying here deals with embezzlement. Has nothing to do with old traffic laws.
Your Honor, I'm only trying to show that the arrest, the trial, and the fining of Mr. Webster... were deliberately planned steps in Mr. Edwards' act of embezzlement.
And I still object.
Your Honor, if you please, I ask the court instruct the counsel for defense to desist from interrupting the proceedings unless it is warranted.
That I resent.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please. The objection is overruled.
Mr. Edwards, will you please read the ordinance?
Yes, sir. Section 4, Article 9. It will be unlawful for any propelled vehicle...
I think you skipped a line there.
Oh, yeah.
Just take it easy. No need to get upset or nervous.
I ain't nervous. This book just sort of keeps jumping around here. Unlawful for any person or persons driving a horseless carriage or any other motor propelled vehicle on the main streets of Pine Ridge after sundown more than 5 miles per hour without a guide who will precede said vehicle carrying a lighted lantern and warning the citizens of the approaching danger.
Thank you. Mr. Edwards, is it the habit of the Justice of the Peace in Pine Ridge to cause people to be arrested on that charge?
Well, I try to keep law and order.
How many persons outside of Mr. Webster have been arrested in Pine Ridge for violating that ordinance during the past 20 years?
Well, none, I reckon.
But there were many, many others who obviously violated that particular ordinance.
Well, I don't know. I suppose he was.
Wouldn't you say that anyone who has driven a car on your streets after sundown is guilty of proceeding without a guide going ahead with a lighted lantern?
Well, yeah, or no,
I
yeah.
I object, Your Honor. This line of reasoning has no bearing on this case.
Objection overruled.
Mr. Edwards, why did you permit so much lawbreaking in your town?
Wait a minute here. I ain't a constable. It ain't my place to arrest nobody. I just try the cases that come into my J.P. court.
Yes, I see. But you stated that you try to keep law and order. And for 20 years, you have permitted this violation to run unchecked. Is that true?
I object, Your Honor. Counsel is merely being argumentative.
Objection sustained.
Mr. Edwards, in view of what you have so far testified, why did you deem it necessary to cause Mr. Webster to be arrested on that traffic charge?
Well, because he'd broke the law. And that law's on the statute books. He never been took off. Yeah.
All right. Now, Mr. Edwards, after you imposed the $500 fine upon Mr. Webster, he paid you the money, did he not?
He did.
Do you know the rules governing the collection of fines?
Well, Yeah.
I object, Your Honor. My client is here to answer charges of embezzlement, not on the general conduct of his office.
Your Honor, I submit the conduct of this man in office is highly relevant. As a matter of fact, it's the basis of this charge.
Objection overruled.
Your Honor, I take exception to that decision and refer the court to the case of Webley versus Garmin, 62 Arkansas 718.
Your Honor, I doubt if there is such a case. I think counsel for the defense is resorting to pettifoggery.
I resent that and demand an apology.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. Counsel will reduce his exception to writing, present it to the court, and it will be ruled upon at the proper time. Proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mr. Edwards, when
My grannies, don't ask me no more questions. I'm so mixed up now, I ain't got the least idea what's going on. Abner, get me a drink of water.